Blog Talk Radio.
Once in a lifetime does an author bring us such amazing stories filled with inspirational characters and adventures. Renowned American author Don S. McClure, in his book Romantic Images of You, he pulls at your heartstrings with a couple that meet and fall deeply in love. You continue following this amazing love affair in The Gods and the Beginning of Life. In his book, I Love Writing a Fun Love Story, you meet a young writer who doesn't want to be famous and fights with his publisher to keep his life private. Within his books, you travel overseas in My Sister Tiana, a spy thriller unmatched by any other. And when you read To Have a Friend, one of the best crime thrillers ever written, you find yourself wanting to save a life of someone you know. And on your journey through his writings, you examine your faith in Dark Side of the Earth, Demons and Angels at First Glance. His abilities send our children on adventures to reach for the best in life, to believe in self-worth, and dreams do come true. Stories that warm the heart and leaves the reader with a smile. In Santa Claus vs. the Aliens and Santa Claus and the Robot Wars, you can find all of his amazing writings at dsmpublications.net. Yes, we are living in a time when an author touches our hearts and imagination. Renowned American author, Don S. McClure. Proud to continue the dreams and desires of the Voice of Joy Radio Ministry, created by founder Pastor Yolanda McClure Black, and now featuring the renowned American author Don S. McClure as the special host of the broadcast. So join us every Saturday for one whole hour starting at 3:30. You can dial and listen from anywhere across the globe or by clicking our website's on-air button, www.thevoiceofjoyonline.net. And don't forget, we are the Voice of Joy Online, where the message is in the words, music, and praise.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome once again to the Voice of Joy. Amen. So no matter what your situation, no matter what you're going through, no matter what the circumstance is, God is still good. Amen. Heavenly Father, let us pray. Let us touch your throne of grace. Let us see, hallelujah, what you have in store for us. Let us hope in you and believe in you and know that you are our God and our Savior. Amen. You said you never leave us nor forsake us. And we're holding on to that, Lord Jesus. Amen. Nothing can separate us from it. And we thank God for that. So let us begin with this lesson for today. Amen. And let us hear, says the Lord, as we go forth. God bless you, each and every one that's out there. No matter what you're going through, no matter what you're celebrating today, in Jesus' name, we're going to pray. for those that have lost loved ones. Amen.
Yeah. the days come easy and the moments pass slow, and each road leads you where you wanna go. And if you're faced with a choice and you have to choose, I hope you choose the one that means the most to you. And if one door opens to another door closed, I hope you keep on walking till you find the window. If it's cold outside, show the world the warmth of your smile. But
praise is to our God. Y'all know how we do it. Take it up. Every praise is to our God. Every word of worship is one accord. Come on, say every praise. Every praise is to our God. Oh,
To continue the dreams and desires of the Voice of Joy Radio Ministry, created by founder Pastor Yolanda McClure Black, and now featuring the renowned American author Don S. McClure as the special host of the broadcast. So join us every Saturday for one whole hour starting at 3:30. You can dial and listen from anywhere across the globe or by clicking our website's on-air button, www.thevoiceofjoyonline.net.
And don't forget, we are the voice of Joy Online, where the message is in the words, music, and praise.
Well, good afternoon, and welcome to the Voice of Joy Online, presented this day on March 2023, the 18th. We bring to you Pastor Donald Letcher Jr.
Good afternoon, my brothers and sisters. I am Pastor Donald Letcher Jr., pastor of Moody Chapel Christian Methodist Episcopal Church in Memphis, Tennessee. I invite you to join us on Sunday mornings at 11 a.m. via Facebook Live or in person. Also, if you want to sow seed into the ministries, you can do so through Cash App, $MOODYMEM. This afternoon, my brothers and sisters, I want to talk about how to face disappointment, failure, and rejection in the lives of Christians. And our text comes from Mark's Gospel, the 6th chapter, verse 1 through 11. And from those verses, let me use for a thought. Sometimes you have to shake the dust off and keep on moving. Noted country and Western singer, songwriter, producer, and member of the Country and Western Music Hall of Fame, Kenny Rogers, in 1978, recorded a song entitled The Gambler and gave us these words: you got to know when to hold them, know when to fold them, and know when to walk away, know when to run. Now, what that says to us is that if we were to put it in a Christian context, there are going to be some times in our lives when it's time to stand. In other words, know what battles are worth fighting for, and know that there are going to be some times when we just have to know our efforts are in vain and when it's time to walk away. What are you saying, Pastor? Well, in this life, on this Christian journey, we have to learn when it's time to stand on God's word. We have to learn when it's time for us to move on and when it's time to leave something alone. All of us have experienced at some point in our lives disappointments, or what we consider disappointments or failures in relationships, in marriages. We've experienced failures at work, failures in our health. Just about everyone can identify with failure, and we know it's hard to cope with our success-oriented world, because in this world we live in, we're measured or looked upon as being successful by how many successes we have in our lives, and looked down upon, criticized because of our failures in life. And when you look at the news every day or read those gossip magazines such as the National Enquirer, you might notice that they thrive on gossip and failures in people's lives. And very rarely do you hear about positive success achieved. You see, this society we live in thrives on gloom and doom. In our educational system, they tell you that you can't make it or you won't make it in an effort to discourage you from going any further. And one of my pet peeves is to hear somebody use these words: I've tried and it just don't work. My response is always, we'll try again. Or I hate to hear someone say, we've already tried or done that before, and guess what? I will give you the same response. Well, try again and just don't give up. The point is, I'm making this afternoon, is to not give up and to know that if one person doesn't hear you, another one will. So shake the dust off and keep on moving. In this life, if we're blessed to live long enough, or we live long enough, we will find out or have found out that we're going to experience or face what some might call disappointments or failures. In other words, we're going to run into some things or situations in our lives that are not going to deliver the desired results that we might be looking for or thought we should happen. We are going to encounter some people who are not going to be receptive to what's going on or what you're saying, or try to convey to the point of not being receptive to God's word, which might cause us to want to just give up and just throw it in our hands and throw in the towel. But this afternoon, I don't want you to give up, because God we serve is able. And as we look at the text, we find Jesus returning to his hometown of Nazareth, where we find him teaching in the synagogue in the temple, where there's some skepticism, leeriness, and criticism taking place, because the text tells us in verse 2 through 3, there's some questions being asked. You see, the people of Nazareth thought that Jesus was just another homeboy from the neighborhood. They just thought he was Mary's baby. They just thought he was the brother of James, Joseph, and Judas, not to be confused with Judas Iscariot. They just thought that he was brother of Simon, and is he not the half-brother to his sister? They didn't know who he was or whose he was, because he didn't have any formal education. Just because he didn't have doctor in front of his name, they felt that who is he to be performing miracles and healings? Who is he to be teaching in the synagogue or the temple And it's because of this mindset that Jesus offended them. Brothers and sisters, they're going to be folks who won't hear a word you say just because you don't have a high school diploma. They're going to be folks who won't listen to you just because you don't have a master's degree. They're going to be folks who won't listen to you just because you don't have a PhD in front of your name. There are going to be folks who won't listen to or hear you because you don't have a title in front of your name, but don't let that stop you from spreading the word. Don't let that stop you from telling others about Jesus. Don't let that stop you from telling others that he did it for me and he can do it for you, because it's good news to be found in verse 4, where it said a prophet is not without honor except in his own country, among his own relatives, and in his own house. So brothers and sisters, don't expect to be well-received at home. Don't expect to be well-received or listened to because some folks will just consider you just plain old so-and-so. But the reality is, brothers and sisters expect more. They're likely to be better heard by others outside your familiar surroundings or neighborhood than at home. Have you ever noticed that folks from other places listen to you more than folks who live around you? The reality is that just like Jesus, some of those folks that don't listen can be found in your own family. They can be found in a friend you have. They can be found even in church when you hear remarks such as, he or she don't know what they're talking about. And watch this, let somebody else come around that isn't from someplace else. Watch this, they will listen and respect them more than they do you. We have to learn to shake off the dust and move on sometimes. Now, as the writer Mark wraps up this passage, we find Jesus giving his disciples instructions on what to do and how to deal with the feeling they may have when they are rejected. Jesus was preparing the disciples and us this afternoon for the disappointments, failures, and rejections that we'll face in life. So don't carry around or don't hang around too long with folks who don't want to hear the good news of Jesus Christ or what you have to say. Just shake them off and keep on moving. And so as I prepare to close, I'm reminded of the hymn writer, the Williams Brothers, who put in the song, The Old Goat. And in that song, we can learn a very valuable lesson that tells the story of an old goat who was left home by his master and just so happened to fall into the well. And as the story goes, when the master returns, he finds an old goat stuck in the well. He tries what he knows how to get that old goat out of the well, but it seems like nothing he tried would work until finally he gave up and started pouring dirt in on that old goat. But watch what happens. Each time the farmer poured dirt on the old goat would shake the dirt off and pack it under their feet. Then finally the old goat had packed enough dirt under his feet that he was able to walk out of that old well. So this afternoon, I want you to know that when things in your life seem like they're going to fail, just shake the dust off and put it under your feet and keep on moving. Somebody had to write down, shake it off, and pack it under your feet and keep on moving. There are going to be what may seem like disappointments in your life. There are going to be what may seem like failures in your life. There are going to be times that you might feel rejected by those who are attempting to tell the goodness of God, but don't worry, Jesus knows all and is always with you. When faced with what may appear to be disappointments, when faced with what may appear on the outside to be considered failures, shake the dust off and move on. When faced with rejection of God's word, shake it off and move on. When it feels like nobody will listen to you to tell the goodness of God, just shake it off and pack it under your feet. When it feels like you've been let down or you experience disappointment, just shake it off and pack it under your feet and move on. When the devil tries to steal your joy, just shake it off and pack it under your feet and move on. When life deals you lemons, make lemonade, just shake it off and move on, and ask the Savior to help you. Jesus will see you through. Shake it off and keep on moving. God, we thank you for reminding us that not everyone is going to hear what we have to say, but we can't let that discourage us from keeping on pushing to the mark of the higher calling. We can't let people stop us from achieving our goals and dreams in life that you've given us and equipped us for. So help us to learn to shake it off and pack it under our feet and keep on moving. God bless you and keep you is my prayer.
Nah, 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 nah.
Tell your neighbor, you're looking at one. You're looking at one. You're looking at one. You have no idea what God has brought me out of. You can't even tell when you look at me. I've been in a season of miracles. This is...
Founder, Pastor Yolanda McClure Black, And now featuring the renowned American author, Don S. McClure, as the special host of the broadcast. So join us every Saturday for one whole hour starting at 3:30. You can dial and listen from anywhere across the globe or by clicking our website's on-air button, www.thevoiceofjoyonline.net. And don't forget, we are the voice of Joy Online, where the message is in the words, music, and praise.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome once again to the Voice of Joy. Amen. So no matter what your situation, no matter what you're going through, no matter what the circumstance is, God is still good. Amen. Heavenly Father, let us pray. Let us touch your throne of grace. Let us see, hallelujah, what you have in store for us. Let us hope in you and believe in you and know that you are our God and our Savior. Amen. You said you never leave us nor forsake us. And we're holding on to that, Lord Jesus. Amen. Nothing can separate us from it. And we thank God for that. So let us begin with this lesson for today. Amen. And let us hear, says the Lord.